Have you ever met someone and immediately knew that they would somehow, some way, be a part of your life? Someone who was lovely to meet. All right. Hey, everybody. So this week on the podcast, we will be hearing from Dr. Jeff Sable. Now, that name may sound a little familiar if you're a student at Texas A&M University. So Dr. Jeff Sable is in charge of the barbecue class and is also just the dean of the College of Ag and Life Sciences. But Dr. Sable plays a huge role on campus. But aside from being a dean and extremely successful in his field, he is also a husband and a father. Jeff Sable is married to Miss Jackie Sable, and they have known each other for quite some time now.
Well, I've known Jackie for a long time because we grew up in the same area. I grew up in the town of Ferris, and she grew up in the little community of Bristol, which is 8 miles apart. So we went to school together.
So Jackie and Jeff have gone to school together pretty much since they were in grade school. However, they did not kind of start thinking of each other romantically until about their sophomore or junior year.
Well, I'm a slow learner sometimes on this. And so the story I was telling this when everybody asked, how did you meet Jackie or how did you know that? Again, you know people in a small rural area just because you know them, go to school with them, sit in class. We sat by each other a lot alphabetically. Her maiden name was Sparkman, mine's Sable. So, you know, a lot of times we'd be sitting close to each other. I had a failed girlfriend or an attempt at a girlfriend between my sophomore and junior year. And I was more infatuated than apparently she was. And so I got asked to thank you very much, but I like you for a friend. And, you know, today you would ghost. But anyway, so I was kind of down in the dumps and probably during the summer between my sophomore and junior year. And I really wasn't looking for a girlfriend at that time. I wasn't like, oh, who's next kind of a thing. And so I'm just kind of moping around. And then in October of 1969, one day, you know, somewhere in there, Jackie, I saw her somewhere, and she said, hey, we have a hayride.
The infamous hayride. So this may seem like a pretty minuscule detail right now, but little do Jackie and Jeff know that this hayride is about to change the trajectory of their life.
And what I remember, the other person I attempted to date never would sit by me. You know, he had to pick up. Mm-hmm. She's on her side. I'm on my side. And, you know, it just was nothing. There was no hand-holding. There was just one of these things. And, again, I'm young. I'm 15. Who knows anything about anything? But I remember picking up Jackie, and she sat by me in the pickup.
It's interesting to see that simple act of just being comfortable with each other really stuck out to Dr. Sable. So Jackie and Jeff get to the hayride. It goes great. And then something happened on the way back that Jeff has remembered since he was 15.
But I do remember this. On the way to take her back home, I remember exactly where we were. I could go point to that if I took you back up to her hometown. Mm-hmm. And show you about where we were, where all of a sudden I just kind of looked at her, and she's looking at me, and it's kind of moonlight and everything, and she reached over and gave me a big old smooch on the cheek. Wow. I'm going, wow. So anyway, I take her home, and somewhere in there, I don't know if it was taking her up to the door or whatever it was, she said, oh, by the way, now this is a Saturday. By the way, Daddy's got season tickets to Cowboys. And we go to the game, Cowboys win, all that. I mean, just kind of a perfect deal, and take her back. I don't think anything in the world, but then about midweek, I say to Jackie in school, I go, so what are we doing this weekend? And that's where it started.
And it's pretty much as simple as Jeff put it. After the Cowboys game and after the hayride, they probably dated for about another month, maybe. And then they started what they call going steady. Dr. Sable said that a lot of times Jackie's mom would end up cooking dinner for them, or they would go out Friday night on a date. They would go to Jackie's parents' house Saturday night and have dinner. And that's just kind of what their weekends looked like. But it wasn't until a little after their date to the Cowboys game that Jeff had decided to ask Jackie, when was she going to tell him about these tickets?
In recent time, could have been 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, who knows, I'm kind of retelling that story. I said, when were you going to tell me about the Cowboy tickets? And it was kind of, I was waiting to see how the night went, which is a wonderful, what a wonderful way to protect yourself.
Yeah. It was pretty soon after that hayride that Miss Jackie realized that there was something really special in Jeff. And while he also recognized that there was something that was really incredible about Jackie, he said that it maybe took him a little longer to realize that ultimately she was going to be his wife, and that was the woman that he was going to marry.
Her decision, this sounds kind of bad, thing, she wanted to get married faster than I did. I think she, once it all, she made her mind this is who she wanted. I don't say that I didn't do that, but I wasn't like, oh my gosh, Jackie's the one early. Right. I think it's one of those, you just kind of eventually kind of morphed into that like, okay, that's what we're going to do. But it wasn't like, you know, at a specific date that you had a light bulb moment and just said, okay, we're going to get married or anything like that.
So Jackie and Jeff finished high school, and Jeff went to Tarleton for his first year at college, and Jackie went to East Texas State, which is now Texas A&M Commerce. But they had dated all throughout college, and a lot of the times on the weekends, they would meet back up in their hometown and go on dates and hang out. And then once the week began and school started back up, they would go back to their given colleges. So Jackie and Jeff started dating their junior year of high school, and it wasn't until around their junior year of college that they decided to get engaged.
So we got an engagement ring. Her brother-in-law helped me get that picked up. We went, you know, somewhere in the fall, found an engagement ring, and we decided to present this to her.
Now, just a reminder that, yes, this has been Jeff's plan. He knows what's happening. Jackie does not realize that she is about to get engaged. And so Christmas time is coming up, and Dr. Sable comes up with this grand plan.
Yeah. And I wrapped it. I say I wrapped it. I think Jackie's sister did all the wrapping, but we did it like a small box and a bigger box, bigger box.
Uh-huh.
The eventual outer box was like a laundry detergent box.
So it was Christmas Eve. Jackie and Jeff were at Jackie's parents' house, and Jeff decided that this was going to be the moment that he was going to propose.
It was like everybody else had opened stuff, and then we handed it to her. She's down on the floor, kind of on her knees. She starts opening this thing up. She opens up the first box, and then, you know, the second box. Everybody's watching. Third box, fourth box, whatever it is, and finally gets the last box. And she, you know, stops and opens it, and then, you know, gets the ring box and opens it up, and just has this expression on her face. And so, and comes over, and I think hugs me. I don't remember much after that, but I remember that being kind of a special deal.
Yeah. So finally, Jackie and Jeff are engaged and hopefully soon to be married. But it's perfect because Jackie's family loves Jeff. Now, Dr. Sable's father passed away his sophomore year of high school. So he never really got to meet Jackie when they were dating. But like I said, Jackie's family had a great relationship with Jeff, specifically Jackie's father.
But her father would always introduce me, he'd go somewhere, and he'd say, this is my future son-in-law.
Oh.
Even before, because we dated so long, I think he just felt like that he felt comfortable on that.
So Christmas Eve, the junior year of their college, they got engaged. And it wasn't until that following Christmas that they had decided that they would be getting married in May. So Jackie had graduated college in 3 years, but Jeff was still in school. And so Jackie ended up getting a job in Navasota, moving to College Station so that she could be closer to Jeff, and they decided that they would get married on May 31st. So Jackie was a teacher. She finished teaching on Thursday, May 29th, got married May 31st, which is a Saturday, And then that following Monday, which I believe is June 2nd, Dr. Sable started grad school at Texas A&M University. So it was a very quick turnaround for the Sables. I think because it was such a quick turnaround for both Jackie and Jeff, I think that having that level of comfortability that they talk about was extremely important because their circumstances were pretty much constantly changing. And so having that person who was your constant was really special to them.
You know, you got to find somebody, and I know it's John. You got to find somebody that you love. I know that's, but you got to find somebody you feel comfortable around. And I think that we complement each other. I think every once in a while in the position I have now, what would they have been like if I had not married Jackie?
But both Jackie and Jeff have been so extremely supportive and encouraging towards each other. And ultimately, I feel like that is what kind of drives the success behind their relationship, is just that mutual want for the other to succeed. Now, I don't know if it was in either Jackie or Jeff's bingo card that Dr. Sable would have the position that he's in today. But it's that mutual and consistent encouragement that has ultimately let them be so successful, both in their careers and in their marriage.
I would not be in this position now. And I think it's the fact that it's the encouragement, support, all those type of things that you have that you know, it could have gone another direction maybe I'd be a multimillionaire. I don't know, no. But I think about that sometime.
I think it's pretty safe to say that regardless of any monetary value or any money, Dr. Sable and Miss Jackie are rich in love. They have now almost been married for 50 years. After talking with Dr. Sable, kind of just about his whole relationship with Miss Jackie, whether that be dating or when they were engaged or now married, he was able to give a lot of really great advice. And something that stuck out time and time again that you may have heard is just that level of being comfortable with someone that can sometimes be a little hard to find nowadays.
So I think it was the fact that we felt comfortable with who we were. We were, her parents loved me, my mother loved her, my father passed away before we started dating. And I just think that it was one of those that you're comfortable around each other and still to this day comfortable with who we are and with our families and such. And that's just hard to come by.
Hard to come by indeed. And so that's why a marriage and a love like what Dr. Sable and Miss Jackie have really is so eye-opening and so incredible to me. And it's funny because even though they have been married for such a long time, they still have fun and they still get to go and do things with each other.
It's interesting, we went to our 50th high school reunion, and after we got through, we were driving away, I said, well, did you see anybody you wanted to upgrade to? She said, no. I said, me neither.
After hearing Dr. Sable and Miss Jackie's love story, I don't really know if there is any way to upgrade. I mean, even just speaking to them, the way that they so eloquently spoke about each other and talked about a lot of the same characteristics. So the things that Miss Jackie had really admired and that she held close to her heart are the same things that Dr. Sable did. And they almost mirrored each other. And just like he said, they complement each other so well. I mean, even talking to Dr. Sable, there were times when the love that he was talking about with Miss Jackie was literally just radiating off of him. And I couldn't help but feel how much he loved her. So what started with a simple invitation to a hayride turned into almost 50 years of marriage. And I feel like it's safe to say that both for me, Jeff and Jackie Sable were two lovely people to meet. And I just feel so blessed that I even got the chance to get to talk to them about their marriage and about their love, which is so special. But I think that it's pretty safe to say that Jeff feels really lucky to have met someone so lovely as Miss Jackie Sable.